Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Thanks to Iveca. All right, some injury toll. James Hooper, can you just give us the information, the latest information? And it's not all about State of Origin, but certainly some of those stars who we would have thought would be lining up next Sunday in State of Origin 2, the crucial game, won't be there, others under a cloud. Just where are we with that toll?
Well, it's been carnage for both coaches, Kevvy Walters and Brad Fittler, hasn't it, Tone? So, look, Dylan Napa for the Sydney Roosters did a syndesmosis injury last night. So the view is that he definitely won't be available for State of Origin 2. Michael Morgan at the Cowboys, he's done something to his bicep. They don't know that it's torn completely, but the early reports are he's had a scan. He's going to be out for a minimum of 6 weeks. Oh, wow. So that puts a red pen through Michael Morgan in terms of the rest of the State of Origin series. The big one for New South Wales is Regan Campbell-Gillard. He's got an undisplaced fracture of his jaw, which means he's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. He's got to go and see a surgeon and figure out whether he actually needs a plate or anything like that put in there. And then the good news for the Blues is that Latrell Mitchell, that neck injury looked really nasty last night, but he's pulled up okay, and the view is that he's going to be fit and available for selection, so good news for the Blues on that front.
Injury reports, of course, thanks to Skills Certified. It was great to see Tyrone Peachy when he was in the sin bin actually going into the Roosters dressing room to check on Latrell Mitchell last night. It was great.
They're good mates. It was
right.
A nice touch.
Indeed. Yeah. All right, let's go through them. Obviously, Regan Campbell-Gillard, let's start there. That's a terrible blow for the Blues, but also for him. He's come into his State of Origin first. Impressive first go around. Now he's gone. Where do we go? I mean, today, later on today, we see Ryan James will run around for the Titans. A little bit more energy in his step, you'd imagine, this afternoon.
Yeah, look, he was almost called into the squad for game one. Unfortunately, RCG, I mean, you won't get to play in front of his home fans, which obviously would have been another box that he would have liked to tick in the Origin arena, but he'll get more opportunities. Yeah, they've got a couple of decisions to make, but I think that'd be the sort of the obvious choice. And I think he's a little bit of a victim of playing for a struggling club sometimes, Ryan James. Like, I like the way that he plays. He's big, he's aggressive. Unfortunately, the Gold Coast, he spent his whole career basically up there and they haven't had much success. And I think on the back of that, he's sort of a little bit out of sight, out of mind. But saw a quote from Freddie in the paper today, and speaking about, you know, he likes the way that he does all the little things right. He watches him obviously pretty closely, and he's able to come up with a try and plays with a lot of energy, and he's a good leader, and he works hard at his game. So, yeah, he gets a chance today to impress against Dave Clemmer, who he'll probably be lining up with if he gets the nod. So that does make this game a little bit more interesting.
Hoops. Will Paul Vaughan, will he shift onto the start rather than the bench and they pick somebody else to come through and from the bench? What's your thoughts?
Oh, look, Tone, I know initially they really liked Paul Vaughan and the impact and the leg speed and the way that he finds his front. They really liked his contribution from the interchange bench. Yep. So I'm not sure that they would want to change that balance of the side. But look, as Gert's just touched on, definitely Ryan James, he was a shandy away from being picked for game one. He even got as far as being told, pack your bags, you're on the plane. Wow. And then he got a phone call at the last minute. And after David Clemmer had an absolute blinder against the West Tigers, Brad Fittler and Greg Alexander decided that they would go with David Clemmer in the side. So, look, James was close. I think he's most certainly an option, provided he puts his best foot forward today. Up against Clemmer, up against Aaron Woods, both played for New South Wales and Australia, so adds a bit of spice in that sense. The other alternatives I would have thought would be possibly Trent Merrin. I know he was also very close. He got a phone call from Brad Fittler to say he was very, very close in terms of game one. And then the other one, which I know they did discuss but moved away from, is shifting Tyson Frizzell from the right edge into the middle and actually starting Tyson in the front row. That would mean Angus Crichton starts on the right edge, and then that would mean somebody like Tarek Sims could come on to the interchange bench. Mm. So they've got a few options.
But Tarek can play in the middle too. I think he played last year there.
Yeah,
but I think his best football has been on the edge when Joel Thompson's
What about Jake Trbojevic? Would they think about possibly starting him?
That's another
straight
option, isn't it? Because he's very good. Yeah, so that's definitely, look, you know, as much as you don't like to see RCG sustain that injury, and it is a real shame for him and all of his supporters out there, but one door closes and another one opens, and thankfully the Blues, they have got a couple of options there.
What was the James Maloney? He was kind of limping around a bit.
Nerve issue at the back end of the game last night, but he's told everyone he'll be okay. And look, given the fact that there's only there's only 7 days turnaround. So normally, you know, you've got the 10 days and guys will be going into camp, and that's why they use the 10 days. And I understand that for clubs, they're really happy about the fact that they don't lose a player for another game. But yeah, for a series that's the showpiece of the game and we want to have our best players on the field, it's not a lot of a turnaround. And look, from New South Wales' perspective at the moment, we've got our spine through basically intact, which is great, because I know you kind of hold your breath, don't you? And it's, you know, Cleary and Maloney got through okay. Cook got through well on Thursday night, and then Tedesco got through last night. So, you know, Queensland have still got to get a couple of really key players through over the weekend, and Kevy will be holding his breath.
Tyrone Peachey, as we mentioned, he was binned. Is there anything, will anything come of that in terms of a fine or...
No, we'll wait and see what the match review committee decide in relation to that. I didn't think there was much in it. I mean, he got sin binned. I would have thought that was a sufficient penalty.
Yep.
If you actually watch it in slow-mo, I didn't think...
What, for the bump out of the way?
No, I remember he comes in at the end and
completes but he got sin binned for the bump, didn't he? He didn't
Didn't he get binned for that? Oh, he was on the port for that.
Yeah. I don't think there's much in that.
No.
All right.